Well, good afternoon. Thank you all for joining us today to dedicate the Nanoscale Material Science and Engineering Building. Now, just out of curiosity, knowing that this is the Nanoscale Building, how many of you expected it to be real tiny?
Dr. Gearhart was joined by Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe, the former president of the University of Arkansas System, Dr. B. Allen Sugg, the system's board of trustees, state senators and representatives, and members of the U of A community. The Dixon Street Building, one of the most technologically advanced on campus, houses offices and research space for scholars from a variety of disciplines and equipment that costs millions of dollars.
Presently, the first two floors will house the laboratories of 10 professors and 50 graduate and undergraduate students, with space for at least six more professors and students once we have secured funds to complete the third floor. It will contain more than 20 advanced and highly sensitive analytical instruments. You'll see some of them today. The Institute also has an innovative approach to graduate education, including an applied classroom and a student laboratory designed to practice innovation. Students will be inculcated in a rigorous process that takes them from discovery to launch to proof of concept. This new approach will prepare our undergraduate and graduate students to stimulate innovation in science and engineering for our economy in Arkansas.
The University of Arkansas began taking an active interest in nanotechnology research 16 years ago. Since then, it has gained a critical mass of 25 senior professors plus their postdoctoral associates and graduate students. Together, these faculty members and students function as a part of the university's Institute for Nanoscience and Engineering. According to Dr. Gearhart, the building is estimated to be a $50 million investment. Approximately $40 million have already been raised thus far, including a $7.5 million commitment from Governor Mike Beebe and the state of Arkansas. The building hopes to house a new graduate program that will enable nanotechnology students to partner with Arkansas industries and startups. The event also highlighted and applauded the efforts of an innovative small nanotechnology business startup called Nanomic, founded by University of Arkansas professor Dr. Ajay Malche. The ceremony included remarks by Governor Beebe, a keynote address by investment banker Scott Livingston of Livingston Securities, and ribbon cutting by the governor and Dr. B. Allen Sugg.
Governor Beebe, if you would come right up here in front, and we are going to cut the ribbon.
Down here?
Yes, sir. We were going to go do it in front of the building, but it is raining, so we are improvising. Governor, we're going to give you the scissors.
The ribbon cutting and dedication ceremony was followed by a tour of the newly built facility led by Dr. Ken Wickers, who is the director of the Microelectronics Photonics Graduate Program, as well as the building executive of the Nanoscale Building.
Okay, the building is constructed as two separate buildings. The atrium is what divides us. And I will point out that this building is a pure research building. We don't have traditional classrooms, but of course our research labs are our best classrooms that we have for our students.
The Institute for Nanoscience and Engineering is headquartered in the new building. The Institute consists of a group of faculty members from various departments such as civil, electrical, mechanical, and chemical engineering, and physics, chemistry, and biological sciences. These researchers are working on solving some of our most common as well as some of our biggest problems.
One thing that is very interesting is you make surfaces in such a fashion that they become self-cleaning, such that water will run off them and capture dust particles as it leaves. Imagine a plane wing that ice just will not stick to. Dr. Keith Roper, he is creating more efficient solar collector just by putting these orderly arrays of gold nanodots on surfaces. And that's not even getting into the biological side of drug delivery and detection. Creating materials, creating particles that nature wants to go to the places where we might have, for instance, cancer.
Since the building will be the site of atomic level research, its rooms and laboratories conform to the needed specifications to support nanoscale research. The facility features rooms with vibration and electromagnetic isolation to prevent interference, ultra-sensitive temperature control, and a Class 100 clean room, a space where the air is filtered repeatedly so that fewer than 100 particles of dust, a millionth of a meter in diameter or larger, are found in any cubic foot of air during any given minute. The building is designed in a way that encourages innovative thinking and interaction. Offices, rooms, and lobby areas not only feature comfortable seating, but also white walls for students to scribble their ideas on.
The idea is that we want people to feel free to generate ideas, capture them, go crazy. The building itself is very flexible, so we can rearrange the laboratories. It was designed to be very flexible. We can get to the utilities very easily. It has a lot of features that go toward LEED certification. You know, we have showers in some of the restrooms. The lawn is both something we're proud of and is a bit of a thorn in our side. It's a buffalo grass meadow. It is a native grass, takes very little water. It's not going to receive any watering, but you don't mow it. It gets up about 6 inches and folds over. Well, to a lot of people that are walking by, it looks like we're not mowing the grass, and they ask why we're not doing it. And it's because it's part of changing the culture of what we accept as normal.
Dr. Ken Vicker says with the help of the Nanoscale Materials Science and Engineering Building, the university hopes to create a new kind of community, one in which constant interaction leads to the development of bigger ideas. In the future, U of A Chancellor Dr. David Gerhard hopes the state-of-the-art facility and the interdisciplinary interaction that will take place in its labs and classrooms will help position the University of Arkansas as a leading authority in nanoscale science and technology. Finally, Scott Livingston, keynote speaker and chairman and CEO of Livingston Securities, a company that has worked and invested in emerging technologies at Wall Street firms, summed up the sentiment of the event in a few words.
We are changing the world in the labs. And those of you, I see heads nodding from people who know what I'm talking about. We are changing the world in the labs. We have solved the energy crisis in the lab. We have solved the healthcare crisis in the lab. We have developed these technologies that can take care of all of these problems. But now what we need to do is there's a big difference between the lab and the real world, and we need to now make the investments and continue to make the investments to scale these up so they affect people in the real world and do it in a cost-effective basis that we can all afford to do it. So I want to encourage those of you in this room, this is not the culmination. This is not the culmination at all. This is just the beginning.
The University of Arkansas dedicated the Nanoscale Materials Science and Engineering Building Friday afternoon.